It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yes.
Here's the good news.
And a midweek installment of Not necessarily
the News.
Indeed, because what greater gift can we give Facebook on its birthday than a live stream of what you can hear daily on the radio or wherever great podcasts are sold?
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Our online streaming hanksters, y'all have fun in the comments section. Let's go ahead and just jump in.
Time to talk about sports.
The NFL Pro Bowl happened evidently last night.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was on C-SPAN. Team NFC defeated AFC 66-52. It was a flag football game because that's where we are in these days. Offensive MVP was none other than George Pickens of your, at least for now, Dallas Cowboys. Congratulations to him. And Dak Prescott had a good game, too, threw for 4 touchdowns. So maybe the Cowboys should flip over to flag football. Elsewhere in the Super Bowl, as we get ready for that on Sunday, Seahawks, Patriots. John Bon Jovi will introduce the Patriots to the crowd at the Super Bowl on Sunday. Chris Pratt will have the honors welcoming in the Seattle Seahawks. He'll hype up the crowd in his Mario voice. And a new survey says that just a tick over half of Americans plan to watch the Super Bowl. And a little more than that, so a little tiny more, about 54% asked, said they're going with the Seattle Seahawks over the Patriots because we just still hate the Patriots. And this will be, by and large, the most bet on Super Bowl in history.
We're all going to get rich. Is that how that works?
That is exactly
how it
works. That's what Dave Ramsey tells you to do, is put everything you have on whatever the over is.
I love it. So simple, too.
Do not come to this show for any gambling advice. I have no idea how the point spread works.
So it's the question on everyone's mind, who will be the next James Bond?
Yes.
Well, only one woman knows the answer, JB, and that
Moneypenny
would be Lauren Sanchez. Yeah, Jeff Bezos' leading lady, well, she's apparently deep into the casting process because her husband's company is producing the film, and her requests are simple. The person has to have no emotional baggage. It's got to be a guy that walks in and commands the room, and once she makes up her mind, sources say, that's it. It's done. Good luck and Godspeed.
So Bezos' wife is picking James Bond.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's done.
Hmm. Well, we obviously know who the evil villain will be. I bet she'd pick that, too.
So convenient.
And he'll deliver if you're a Prime member, too. All right, so the latest on this, this horrible story about Savannah Guthrie's 84-year-old mother. Still missing, obviously. She was abducted, police think. Early Sunday morning hours is what they're trying to pinpoint. But 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie disappearing from her home just outside of Tucson. They are confident saying she didn't go willingly. No ideas as far as anything being advertised as far as suspects or who's behind this. The latest on this, a small amount of blood, they did say, was found inside the Arizona home of Nancy Guthrie. They're not attributing it to her and don't really know if that will lead to they're doing the DNA thing and testing to find out if it has any leads to a suspect. But they confirmed this evidence, Pima County Sheriff's Office, yesterday. And it remains unclear how many people may be involved. They really don't know. At least they're not saying anything more than what we've heard about this. Now, yesterday, the big wrinkle was TMZ reported that it received what it described as an unverified ransom note demanding payment for Guthrie's return. Now, law enforcement, obviously aware of this, they have not confirmed the authenticity of any ransom demand. It had a lot to do with Bitcoin and crypto involved in that. So there is an actual reward, just a missing persons reward, for about $2,500 being offered, and the investigation remains active. But Savannah Guthrie will be taking, she was on her way. They were all headed for, of course, the NBC coverage of the Olympics to Milan, but she will not be taking part of that during this process. So, wild story. Man.
Every joint has a secret menu now, and McDonald's, no exception. But Reuben Owen, well, he found a super secret menu. It's not just the regular one. This one comes with a cape, and it features hash browns filled with an Oreo McFlurry.
Whoa.
He said he would definitely have it again. However, my choice? Mm. That would be Lainey Wilson's pick. She's teamed up with Whataburger to give out honey butter chicken biscuits today.
Oh.
They're free until 11 a.m. at participating locations. She's very excited that it finally has its own day. I had no idea that we were supposed to be celebrating the honey butter chicken biscuit day today, but this is it. And says the item has seen her through a lot of early mornings and long nights more times than she can count.
There you go. We should celebrate it. It is worth celebrating, indeed.
A+.
In a weird twist of fate, could Taylor Swift join the Country Music Hall of Fame this year? So obviously very active in music overall, but this year marks the first time that Taylor will be eligible to join the Hall of Fame since her debut album came out 20 years ago. That's the main stipulation. And if she were to get in, she'd basically set history as the first artist to get in during her first year of eligibility. That doesn't happen. It's kind of like Belichick. You know, you're going to have to wait a little bit, no matter what.
Sorry, Bill.
They'll announce the 2026 inductees this spring. By the way, there are many artists who are a bit overdue for induction and up for it this year. Brad Paisley.
Oh.
Faith Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And who we send you to at 7:35, that Tim McGraw man.
Oh, it's wife versus husband. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What's that like?
That could get spicy. So getting romantically involved with someone isn't just about love and commitment and honor and compromise and romance. Let's not forget about those little ones lurking around with the wet noses. Now, we are serious about having our partners be compatible with our pets. 50% of us say our main squeeze has got to get along with the dog and could even get you a date. Singles are 1/3 more likely to swipe right on a dating profile. Canine on front. And if you're going for the gusto, golden retrievers, top tier.
Ah. Well, taking top tier last night at the Westminster Dog Show.
Oh.
Congratulations, Best in Show. Penny the Doberman Pinscher announced Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show.
Fancy.
Congratulations, everybody. And also on the animal front, after a Groundhog Day, animal activists, primarily led by the always enchanting and entertaining PETA, want Punxsutawney Phil to be replaced, basically, with an inanimate object as soon as next Groundhog Day. So activists are asking for Phil the Groundhog to be totally replaced with something inanimate. I mean, it worked after Pat Sajak retired, so...
Your phone's with you all the time.